Emily Petty is joining me to talk about the Welcome Center. It's part of our Greater Burlington Partnership Spotlight. And the Welcome Center, Emily has been with the Welcome Center for about a year now. And she is originally from Harlan, Iowa. And she is joining me. The Welcome Center, she was just saying, sort of a unique, it's kind of a unique place, a unique job, and an opportunity to what? See people that that come from, what, all 50 states, right?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I'm excited to be here and talk about the Welcome Center. We get people from all over the world. We've got, last year we had visitors from all 50 states and over 20 different countries. So it's really neat to hear everybody's stories and why they stop into our beautiful town of Burlington.
Well, a lot of people, the very, you know, the river itself is sort of a big lure. And people who are new to town, maybe if you're on a tour bus or maybe if you're even coming in on one of the river cruises that move up through there. But just the fact is, going down to the riverfront and seeing the Welcome Center is just sort of a place, hey, let's check it out. And, I think what is surprising is that there are a lot of people that live in Burlington that have never, ever been to the Welcome Center, and they would be surprised, wouldn't they?
Exactly. I think a lot of locals miss out on that chance, and when they do come in, they notice how different it really looks in there. We did have a remodel that happened a year or two ago, and it just looks beautiful in there and very modern, so come check it out.
You updated the technology, too.
Yes, exactly. Things are changing and all new display cases, so it really looks nice in there.
What is the what would you say is the favorite thing that people like to look at, or what do the people remark about the most?
Sure. I think everybody really enjoys the David Garrison mural that's in the Welcome Center. So he was a local artist, and he painted this beautiful mural of Burlington. And the nice thing about it, too, is it has audio to it. So it will tell you anything you want to know about Burlington. It goes into detail about Snake Alley and the bridge. So people really enjoy that mural. And it did actually make it through the floods that we've had in Burlington. So that's also really unique about it too.
And you've got another one. I think, isn't it, where I believe it's still, you can still stand at the on the deck of a, you know, sort of like a paddle wheel deck.
Yes.
Right.
And, yep, the kids really enjoy that one. So
and you've got we talked about media, and I know you've got you can push a button and get a, is it a video that will show up?
It's an audio, and so the guests can look at the beautiful mural as they're listening to information on Burlington.
All right. You also have bike rentals that you're doing there. Is this something new this year?
We've had it for a few years now, and people are just starting to hear more and more about it. So we have bikes through Nick's Cycling, and visitors can come in and rent a bicycle to go along the river.
Wow. And yeah. Go right on the, well, not on the river, but
near it.
They can take the Flint River Trail.
Yes, exactly.
Which really starts at the Welcome Center, doesn't it?
It does, yep. And I think they're getting closer and closer to being done with that. So it really makes us even more excited for
that. Well,
that
is, rentals. That's great. What is your do you have a favorite thing that you like to talk about?
I do. I do like to talk to guests about the bike rentals. I think my most favorite part is to talk about Snake Alley, because it's kind of our little claim to fame, and not a lot of visitors from out of town know what that is. And when they find out it's more crooked than Lombard Street in San Francisco, they definitely want to go check it out. So
now, is it really more crooked than Lombard Street?
It is. And we had Ripley's Believe It or Not in town last year, and they kind of deemed it as one of their odd spots in America. So I definitely make sure to let guests know about that too.
And you can find out, you've got a lot of brochures also on display, right?
We do. We have over 300 brochures, mainly here in Burlington, but we have all kinds for throughout Iowa, and we have different state maps, too, so people check those out.
And display cases, which have some Burlington products in them, don't they?
Yes, yep. We have display cases anywhere from the Heritage Center and Snake Alley and Fireball Run, so all kinds of good stuff to look at.
There's lots of things. So if you've never been there, if you've never been there, and a lot of people, I guess what, most of the Burlingtonians would be down there when they take somebody down there to, hey, why don't you stop in and see it? And then the Burlington people say, whoa, I didn't know this was here.
Exactly.
And so anyway, but it is. Welcome. What are your Welcome Center hours?
We are open every day from 10 to 4.
All right. Every day.
Every day.
All right. Emily Pettee, the Welcome Center manager, joining me today. Emily, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.